Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. And we have with us tonight as our guests Steve and Erin Turias, and they are wellness masters, and you're going to enjoy listening to what they have to say this evening quite a bit. Even though they're wellness masters, they come from a Hollywood-type background, which you'll be hearing about in a little while. And being that we have two guests on separate lines tonight, we won't be able to take callers after all. So if you want to email anything about the show or give feedback at all, please feel free to do that. The instructions are on the website at bbsradio.com. And for your convenience, so you can take a look at our guests and what they have going on, before I introduce them, you can go to their website, which is www.fusionchiropractic.com, and that's FUSIONCHIROPRACTIC.com. And I will just read a little bit about these two wonderful folks before I bring them on to give you some kind of a thumbnail idea of what they're up to. Erin and Steve are married, and they're absolutely living the life of their dreams, being able to empower people to find their true core of their own wellness and take responsibility for that. And my business partner, Alex Sheaf, and I had the great pleasure of meeting them recently when we went to speak at the Pismo Beach Rotary. And they raised their hand and said they'd like a session of quantum hypnotherapy before we came back to Los Angeles. And boy, did we have one. That was amazing. So I'm going to read a little bit of Erin's bio right now. Erin Turias is one of the creative masterminds behind Turias Chiropractic and Pilates Center, an integrative natural health and fitness center located on the central coast of California. She's a certified Pilates instructor through both the Physical Mind Institute and Power Pilates, and a member of the Pilates Method Alliance. She is a health visionary with an emphasis on the holistic beings and the importance of seven aspects of wellness. She is currently co-authoring a book on the topic of naturally healthy families with her husband, Steve, and facilitating a traveling wellness seminar set to begin in 2008. She encourages others to take back their health and continues to spread her message of love and empowerment throughout the world. And boy, does she ever. And her husband, Steve Turias, is a chiropractor and a master healer specializing in natural health care and wellness practices. He's the co-founder of the first integrative health center on the central coast of California, incorporating chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, and physical fitness programs with nutritional and health counseling. He is currently authoring Take Back Your Health, Laws of Life, Health and Wellness into the 21st Century, an owner's guide to a healthy body, and a roadmap of barriers encountered along the way. His vision includes the reemergence of natural health hospitals throughout the world and empowering individuals to acknowledge their innate potential, particularly as it relates to health and wellness. So without further ado, I will bring on Steve and Erin Turias. Please welcome. Hello, you two.
Hi. Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that you could both join us here with such short notice. I know I just notified you yesterday, and you pulled it all together for us.
Well, it's a thrill and an honor. Thank you.
You're welcome. So just to let our listeners hear your website one more time, Steve, why don't you tell them what that is?
Sure. It's www.fusionchiropractic.com, and it gives a little background of what we do in our office.
And it also has a lovely commercial that you can click on and play. It's actually a really nice website. And you guys are located actually in Grover Beach at 902 West Grand Street, Grover Beach, California, 93433. And your office phone number is 805-489-6031. And the other office phone number is 805-481-1566. And you'll find everything you need to know about what they're up to on the website as you listen to the show tonight. So, Erin, I'm going to start with you and ask you just a little bit about your background, first of all, being this is Spiritual Hollywood, about your background in Hollywood as a person of the industry, as we call it. And just let our listeners know that when you do start out as an actor or in the entertainment industry, you don't always end up there. You just tend to find your true nature somehow, if you're really open to that. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your personal journey?
Sure, of course. Well, ever since I was a little girl, I can remember performing and putting on shows in my parents' living room and things like that. And so my parents actually enrolled me in South Coast Repertory, which is down in Orange County, and where I did several productions there and really fell in love with performing. And I think I enjoyed singing a little bit more than acting, but that brought me into a lot of musical theater. And I think I was only about 13 years old when I did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with the Broadway touring cast, and that was with Sam Harris playing Joseph. And so I went on from there to continue to do some singing with bands and things like that. Kind of got my foot in the door with in Hollywood with stand-in work, and I'm one of those people that is not afraid to admit that I did do extra work as well to get myself through college. And going along the way, I've realized that my performance background has really led me to find a true love for public speaking and speaking about health and wellness in particular. So, there are no coincidences, as I like to say, and everything happened for a reason. So, definitely the reason I was brought to performing and to acting and singing in particular was so that I could hone my public speaking skills and know how to perform in front of a crowd. So,
and not be daunted by them and just learn to be present and comfortable in your own skin,
exactly.
Which you very much are. And you know what's interesting to me, Erin, is that I started out as an actress, and I was an actor for 15 years, and then became a manager and then a talent agent and then a manager again, which I still am, and I love it. But performing also gave me a great love for public speaking and motivational speaking and having a radio show, and the next thing I'll be doing is a television show and many, many other things that won't even cause me to miss a beat in my talent management arena, because that's really the core of what I do here in Hollywood, and that's the best way I know how to use Hollywood to ignite consciousness globally. And it's good to have a theatrical background on some level when you do go into public speaking, but I know many people are great public speakers without having first done that, but it certainly cannot hurt. So thank you for sharing that
sure.
your path. And I want to ask Mr. Steve now about his journey along the Hollywood path that brought him to where he is.
Sure. Well, my journey is a little unique, and it was kind of the back route. I started working for a public figure protection firm, which focused mostly with Hollywood, the elite in Hollywood, and also some CEOs of big companies. But I started working with this firm that, when you start out, you work at some of the talent agencies, and it was a very large talent agency, and so I got to see...
Could you tell us which talent agency? That would be okay.
Yeah, well, I did sign some forms with them, and out of integrity, I'd rather not say the actual name of the agency.
Oh, all right.
But it was one of the top players in Hollywood, for sure. But they, I saw, how... the majority of the agents really treated each other, the interns, and it was something that I think that your show can really help and change.
Oh, that's a good reason not to say which talent agency.
sure. Well, that was my only experience, and I hope they're not all like that. But
oh no, they're not.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And it
and
wasn't
the
everybody.
Other thing
there
that
was
you did?
There were some fantastic people. Made some great friends and some great relationships, but for the most part, there was a lack of consciousness, I would say.
Yeah, and I see that also too, Steve, in my daily dealings. But you know what I do with that is I keep working on me,
mm-hmm.
and the more I work on me, the more the consciousness is raised around me. So that's where my responsibility lies. So to use Hollywood to ignite consciousness globally is somebody has to do it, and a lot of people are doing it.
As a matter of fact, Peaceful Warrior is opening on the 30th, which is Friday. That's Dan Millman's movie that is based on the book The Way of the Peaceful Warrior. Are you both familiar with that?
I am. Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Dan Millman is a friend of mine, and I can't promote him enough because he's doing such great work. And he is just ecstatic, as we all are, that Peaceful Warrior is opening on Friday. And they're giving away, actually, like thousands of free tickets from Universal, because Universal is sponsoring the free tickets. So at the end of our radio show, I'll announce where everybody can get those free tickets, including the two of you. So is there anything else that was significant in your background, Steve, that had to do with Hollywood at all?
Yeah, after my experience with that agency, I was transferred to a few different private residences where I got to work with Kevin Costner as one of his bodyguards, and that was a much different experience. He's a truly enlightened soul and a good person at heart, and so that was a great experience. I worked with him and his family for 2 years, and I really enjoyed that time, and I can't say enough about it.
That's really good to know. That's very, very good to know. And, you know, I think most people who have ever encountered Kevin Costner pretty much have an idea of his essence. You know, you can just see it on the screen that it's authentic.
It's very authentic, and what you see on the screen is very similar to, you know, a lot of the characters. It's similar to his you know, his true nature too. He's a great actor, but also a great humanitarian, and the way he deals with all people, not just his friends and associates.
Right. So he basically channels his true essence into the role.
He does. It does.
Which I think is a great way to make anything we do, our ministry, is when we bring our true selves to it, whatever it is. And you two certainly do that. I really want to tell you, I got an adjustment by Dr. T, as we're going to call him, when we were up in Pismo Beach, at actually their office in Grover Beach, and I got an adjustment, and I'm telling you, I was in pain for months. With my hip had gone out, and I just kept thinking it would right itself, but it never did. And after we had the great pleasure of giving Aaron and Steve a quantum hypnotherapy session, Steve surprised me with giving me an adjustment, and I have been absolutely over the moon, feeling so wonderful, not having that nagging pain going on, you know, in my psyche from trying to deal with that, compensating with that hip being out. And now I'm just all put right back together, and found out about something called the Atlas bone, that mine is apparently out. And Steve was good enough to refer me to somebody locally here where I can keep working on that. But the methods that you and Aaron use in your work aren't like your ordinary everyday chiropractic office. What you bring to it is your authenticity, your energy, your frequencies. Both of you are very high. Your intentions to heal are absolutely off the charts, and you know that walks in the room before you do. And you've got a wonderful groundedness and centeredness about you. Both of you do, and I can't think of a more better suited couple for one another. And I just want to thank you for that great experience.
Sure. Thank you very much. My energy was at such a high level after our session that you probably got me at my best. So thank you for your amazing work.
Wow. Well, my pleasure. Totally my pleasure. And I know that for Alex and me, or Alex and I, whichever is the proper way to say it, I get confused. Okay, if I say me, then I'm saying me is instead of I is or I am, I don't know. It doesn't matter. What matters is that when synchronicity happens like it did that day, and like it keeps continuing to happen for the both of you and for us and everybody who's really picking up on the consciousness that's being ignited in the world, that's going at a momentum that cannot be stopped, I like to say a Katieism, and that is synchronicity is divinity showing off. And it seems to be doing that a lot lately, doesn't it?
Definitely. It's so funny because You know, since working with you guys, I just wanted to also thank you and let you know that, and let your listeners know too that, you know, the hypnotherapy session that we experienced, while we still were, you know, resonating at a pretty high consciousness level, we had those obstacles. And, you know, I mean, we'd seen the secret. We knew that we needed to manifest things in our lives, but there was certain obstacles and blocks in our way that we couldn't get past, and that's exactly what your session allowed us to do, and we've seen the results even in this past week. Things have been tremendously crazy around here in a good way.
Yeah, you've opened up yourselves to, you know, those blocks that were in the way were doing exactly what they were there to do, and that's to block.
Right.
And once those are removed, then energy flows completely. Like when Steve gave me the adjustment, my energy started flowing completely, so it was a wonderful metaphor.
Definitely.
So, you know, we completely had a wonderful encounter together that was mutually healing. So I recommend anybody who's in that area, and if you're not in that area, it's worth the trip up there. It's a beautiful drive. Go see Steve and Aaron and get yourself taken care of. If you've had any ailments, I've seen on their bulletin board when I was there that patients would write about what they were suffering from. One patient in particular had suffered for 30 years, and after having an adjustment and working with the wellness center there with Steve and Aaron, was completely pain-free for the first time in 30 years, and I can completely see how that was possible. And it's like you guys both know the secret of wellness mastery. I think that's incredible, and the fact that the two of you are combining your energies together just makes it even that much more intense and healing. So, wow, what a great life you have.
Well, we think so.
Well, yeah, and you're both so good-looking and young, and your whole life ahead of you, and just, you know, everything at your fingertips. And I know you're working on something else very, very exciting, and that's a wellness cruise. Is that correct, or what would you call it?
Yeah, well, we're working on different terms here still, but basically the idea behind it was that, you know, so often you come home from a vacation and you feel like you need a vacation from your vacation, right? You're so exhausted yeah. from everything that you did, and it's not really rejuvenating at all. So we wanted to create an experience for people like us who, you know, don't want to go and eat 10 pounds of food every day and you know, and not do absolutely anything. So, you know, it's
You mean on the cruise in general?
Well, yeah. I mean, basically what we wanted to do was to empower people, inspire people, provide them with healthy meals, provide them with, you know, exercise facilities and things like that and classes and things to make them feel rejuvenated so that when they came home, they felt like their batteries had been recharged and that they were ready to go, you know, once they got there, instead of, you know, oh my gosh, I think I need another 2 days to recover from my vacation kind of thing.
Right, and another 2 weeks to lose the 10 pounds they gained.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's typical not to put cruises down at all, because but it's just there where you just go and you're fed constantly and you don't really have to do anything. It's all done for you. So you're not really applying yourself towards wellness. You're sort of just letting yourself go, basically, on
right.
a cruise.
Right. And I'm all for being pampered, but I think, you know, there's a way to be pampered without being
conscious
lazy.
Pampered.
So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And we're really, you know, I'd say we're masters of physical health, but we want to incorporate people who are masters of spiritual health, like yourselves, and people who are masters of mental health and you know, financial health, all those areas that people tend to not have balance, and bring that all together in one area where they can go on vacation and really make positive changes in their life that they'll take back once they get home.
Well, not only that, Steve, but can you imagine the vortex of energy that would be created by all those healing modalities and healers and people who are receptive to it and seek it out? And that's all that's going on out there on that wonderful energetic sea?
I can feel it right now. I can't wait.
Now, if you guys could choose your dream team of people to be on that cruise to facilitate the healing practices,
who would they be? I want to hear your wish list. I want to get it out there in the universe. I want to put it out on the airwaves and the frequencies so that whoever's listening can pick up on that and say, yeah, sign me up.
Sure. Well,
go ahead, anytime.
It would include us. It would include you and Alex.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You guys truly have an amazing healing modality.
Thank you.
Dr. John D. Martini, Reverend Michael Beckwith, Paul Zane Pilzer, who is he wrote The Wellness Revolution, and he is a master of financial health. Also John Gray, who's a master of relationship health.
Anybody else you have in mind? How about Oprah Winfrey?
Oprah Winfrey would be fantastic. We hadn't thought of her, but
that would
be amazing.
Yeah,
definitely. Right. And you know what Dan Millman does is he takes people on spiritual journeys, the Peaceful Warriors journeys. He takes them to Peru, and I believe that they will be doing a cruise as well. So, you know, a lot of people are doing that, like Esther and Jerry Hicks are doing a cruise where it's all the teachings of Abraham and channeling the whole time.
Right.
And they even have for the cinema circle, the spiritual cinema circle, they have the spiritual cinema circle cruises where you watch nothing but spiritual cinema on there. So I can imagine that yours will be the wellness and healing modality ship. I haven't heard of another one like that out there.
Well, and I don't think they're really... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I know. I don't think there really is anything else, you know, where everybody comes together to do something like that. I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are trying to accomplish similar things, but they're not incorporating everybody together. And you know, Steve and I are really firm believers that there are several different aspects of wellness, specifically seven aspects of wellness. And
same those?
Sure. The physical aspect, financial, family, social, your passion pursuit or your career, your spiritual, and your emotional health. And those seven aspects are so important because they all work together. So, you know, if you're lacking in any of those specific areas, you know, you're not going to be what we would consider well. So, you know, to bring everybody together into a real comprehensive program and, you know, do it in a beautiful place, I mean, why the heck not? So
I can imagine that's going to be like an incredible retreat on the sea.
Exactly.
Because I can't think of anything better. It's like I work six jobs that I created, and they're all ways of being of service daily. Six different things I do daily. And as much as I love it, my idea of the perfect vacation would be a week on a cruise doing Pilates, doing yoga, doing meditation, getting massages, doing chiropractic adjustments, dance, you name it, anything. And I'm eating wonderful, healthful, conscious foods.
Right.
That's my idea of a great vacation, is where I can really, really, really take care of the vessel that I am and bring myself to a place of my frequency is raised by the vacation rather than depleted.
Right, exactly.
Because a lot of different foods that you're served, the rich foods and things like that, actually squash your spirit.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, I mean, just like I was saying, with all of the aspects of wellness, anytime you have, you know, something that's been effective, everything else is effective. You know, I mean, we're beings where everything relies on everything else. So it doesn't matter if it's your financial health that's suffering or your family health or your physical health, whatever it is, everything else will suffer as well because you need everything in order to sustain. So,
yeah, balance is key, as they say.
Right.
And it is totally. So, Steve, what got you into the healing arts?
Well, you know, I knew from a young age, I'd say probably 6 or 7, that I wanted to be a doctor. And to me at that time, that meant being a medical doctor because I had no concept of natural health or what a chiropractor was or a naturopath or acupuncturist. You know, I'd only been to the medical doctor. And And medicine is great. Medicine is needed for crises. But I soon, well, when I was about 15, I discovered that, you know, I couldn't solve all problems, and many times covers up problems. And so I was in a car accident at about 15 years old and saw my family chiropractor, which is Dr. John Holland, an amazing chiropractor in La Habra, California. And he is such a healer and really inspired me to become a chiropractor. Not until I was in college. I was going pre-med still and didn't realize until I was about halfway done that chiropractic was my true calling in life and my vehicle to facilitate healing.
That's very, very noble. And I heard you say naturopath. Is that a term? I'm sorry to say I'm not familiar with.
Sure, sure. A naturopath is a natural doctor, not licensed in all states. California naturopathy is licensed, and it's a fantastic healing modality. It involves homeopathy, involves nutritional therapy, and it's similar in it's a holistic healing art and similar in getting to the root of the problem. Chiropractic, there's basically three causes of disease. There's physical, chemical, and mental, or auto-suggestion. So chiropractic really works on the physical level, but it also helps connect the physical to the spiritual. The nervous system is how we express our existence and is how we perceive things. And so by allowing the nervous system to function properly, then we can truly live out our spiritual existence. And so naturopathy really addresses more of the chemical causes of disease and lack of nutrients, lack of minerals, things that we're just really not getting with our diets and the quality of the food in our nation today.
Right. No, that's fabulous. One thing my business partner Alex and I do is we go get chelation from a wellness doctor. His name's Dr. Law, but we call him Dr. Well because that's Law spelled backwards. And we went and got chelation today, as a matter of fact, and chelation is wonderful for removing the heavy metals from your system. And have you heard of chelation?
I have, and it was brought to my attention by a patient who was looking to do that, I researched it, and it's a fantastic therapy, something that I think could really benefit children with autism. Many times they have heavy buildups of mercury. Vaccines used to contain large amounts of mercury, not as much anymore. Many people will claim that there's no connection, but the evidence and the science is there. So, I have a patient in my office who his child was a normal 3-year-old boy and had his shot one day and then was never the same. And so, I think that those type of therapies can really help bring the true essence of the child back.
Right, and they're very, very good for people who have heart conditions and blockages and things. It's like Drano.
Mm-hmm.
It completely clears out the arteries, and miraculous things are happening every day with that modality. So I'm doing it once a month, and Alex and I play chess for the 3 hours we sit there, and he beat me twice today, but I beat him at chelation. I finished before he did, so I don't know if it counts for anything, but it was fun. But I do it basically because my father died of a heart attack, and I had a predisposition for that same sort of genetic makeup that wasn't even affected by diet or lifestyle. So I started doing chelation once a month just as a preventative measure. And as you were saying, when you were first getting into the love of being a doctor or the feeling you wanted to be a healer, all you knew about were medical doctors. What I'm seeing more and more, Steve, is that if you just find a great wellness doctor or naturopath, as you say, somebody who really believes in listening to the body and using your intuitive skills to know what your body needs and to give it what it needs and to know, just to become conscious about your well-being, and you find a wellness doctor and start going to a wellness doctor like yourself and Aaron to just, you know, keep mind, body, and spirit in harmony and balance all the time, you're going to prevent those things that's going to require surgery to a large degree. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And the science is proving that now, too, and that's the really amazing thing. Chiropractors have been preaching maintenance and prevention since their beginning, since 1895, and it's something that is really is huge now, and wellness is a word that is being used all over the place. And my hope and desire is that this conversation, you know, will really spur people to really examine wellness and you know, seek natural healthcare modalities. And,
right. Yeah. When is your book going to be released?
I'm sorry?
Steve, your book. When will it be available?
Hopefully within a year. I really hope to make some large headway. We just moved our practice and have been experiencing exponential growth. But that's no excuse. I have to admit, since your session, those
the
blocks
of therapy.
Uh-huh, exactly. Those blocks that were preventing me from doing things is really, they've been removed. And I felt such a huge weight removed from me at that time that I just immersed myself in my passions this weekend and started working on it even more. So thank you.
You got
very
back
much.
To you. That's what you did. You got back to your true nature.
Oh, I believe it. I do.
That's awesome. Well, to have a book in your hands called Take Back Your Health, Laws of Life, Health, and Wellness into the 21st Century. I think that book, and I know that book that you're writing, not knowing you for a long time, Steve, just basically having first just met you, really, I get such a strong hit of what's going to be in that book that I can't wait to read it myself and give it to my loved ones. Because there are a lot of people who just, you know, they go to a medical doctor, and there's nothing wrong with medical doctors, but what they treat you with is not teaching you to listen to your intuition. They treat you with giving you pills. And, you know, pills can be good, but to give you pills before you find out what emotional thing is causing that situation in your life turns off the ability to find out what that is on an emotional level. Do you know what I'm saying?
If I might interject
yes.
here just for a moment, you know, like Steve was saying too, and to add to that, a lot of the times, you know, people come into our office as their last resort, and it's really unfortunate because, you know, I mean, I hear all the time about people who, you know, say, well, I had carpal tunnel surgery, and I had this kind of surgery and that kind of surgery, and I said, well, did you try anything else first? And their answer is always no, and that really is surprising to me that you know, that we're all not working together here to get people better as quickly as possible and with the least invasive procedure as possible as well. So, you know, what we're trying to do is to get the education out there, to get people to understand that, you know, I would more likely see drugs and surgery as a last resort than I would see something like chiropractic or naturopathy, just because
absolutely.
So it's much more, it's much easier, you know.
It's more cost effective.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, preventative medicine is much more cost effective than waiting till you get sick.
Oh, definitely.
You know, but medical industry, and again, not to put it down at all, believe me, I've used my fair share of it, and I probably always will, but, you know, preventative measures don't really make the medical industry a lot of money. So there's that to look at as well, because we've been taught to just go to the medical doctor and get pills and get medicine and get surgery before we try other healing modalities. And like you said, Aaron, it is absolutely backwards. If you would just go research and seek out the wellness healing modality first, and then as your last resort, do the medicine and the surgery or whatever it is, because some things absolutely require it. But first check into, if you've got any time at all, if this isn't such an urgent matter that time is of the essence, really research chiropractic and research wellness modalities and even energetic healing can get you to a place where you can find out what emotional thing brought you the illness, the dis-ease in the first place. Don't you think?
Oh, definitely. It's so important to really empower yourself and understand, you know, just exactly what you needed to do to get to that place, because, you know, by educating yourself, even just by getting on the internet and searching, you know, for your specific ailment and how you can cure that, not only with drugs and surgery, but with other modalities and exploring them yourself, because a lot of the times that's really where the awareness comes from and the knowledge comes from. And, you know, it's your body. So understanding that, you know, you need to take care of your own body the way that you need, you know, the best way that you can. And, you know, for me, and I don't know about anybody else, and I don't want to speak for anybody else, but really for me, I think that's, you know, you want to go the easiest route first.
Right. So, and also, it's a metaphor for taking care of your body. Taking care of your body, it's like people who come to you too are clearly at least beginning to take care of their bodies if they haven't been doing it for a long time already. So, you know, when you meet somebody like that, if they're taking care of their body, their temple, you know they're taking care, they're looking out for their finances, they're looking out for their family, they're looking out for their, you know, their loved ones' well-being. They're looking out for all those seven places are going to be more in harmony and more in balance. And you can just tell by the fact that somebody's taking care of their own well-being. Does that make any sense?
Definitely. Definitely.
It tells you a lot about a person when you see that they're taking care of their own well-being. It's like if I were to be dating somebody and I noticed that they weren't taking care of their well-being, I would know that they were not capable of looking out for mine, because they can only give what they can provide for themselves.
Sure.
So it's a huge red flag for me when people aren't taking care of their well-being. And as a talent manager, I also look at that when I'm interviewing new clients. How well are they taking care of their well-being? Are they sacrificing well-being just to have a career? If they are, something's way out of whack. And
yeah.
I look for balance.
And I think you bring up a good point, because there is a very large discrepancy between looking good and actually being well. So,
yes.
You know, I mean, just seeing people out there who maybe are thin, you know, skinny doesn't equal healthy. So,
right.
You know, there's so many misconceptions out there. And, you know, just because somebody looks good, that doesn't mean that they have all of those aspects of wellness, and even that their physical health still may be suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. And there's a lot of top models out there whose idea of a good lunch is a cigarette and a Diet Coke.
Right, right.
that's really sad, but it's true. And it's all designed around, you know, what the fashion designers are making and how they're supposed to look on a body. And those people are in the magazines, and the people look at the magazines and they feel guilty for having curves and blah blah blah. You know, we all know.
Right.
So wellness is a really, really wonderful thing that I've recently, I've always been drawn to it. I've always been a nutritionist since I was 17, and knew way back when how to prepare my food, and my thing was that I would just forget to eat, because I would get so busy I would forget to eat, and then wonder why I had a headache, or wonder why I was dizzy, or wonder why I was grumpy, or whatever it is, or sneezy, you name it, every one of the seven dwarfs. I was, you know, not feeling right, and then I would remember, oh, I didn't eat. So if you don't fuel your body, then you're not going to fuel your mind,
right?
Or anything.
Sure, I see that with a lot of teenage females, and they're trying to portray this image that they see, and so they'll come in with headaches, and I'll do, you know, some physical treatments that aren't working, and so you know, that's what I know, you know, to ask them what they're eating, and you know, what did you have for breakfast, and I had a granola bar, you know, and that's more than a lot of them. Some of them won't have any type of breakfast, and
mm-hmm.
You know, I can't stress the importance of doing that.
Yeah, and did you want to comment on that, Erin?
Sure. It's being from a performance background, I think, you know, there is a lot of pressure out there, and you know, it's tough to not listen to it, because it's you know, everywhere.
Right,
but at the
right.
same time,
right.
you know, you got to understand that your body is really sacred, and that you don't get another one. You know, we got this one go round, and that's it. So, you know, you got to make sure that you're taking care of your vessel for the time that you have it. You know, and And it starts from birth. It doesn't start when you're 30, you know.
You know, parents are getting to be more and more aware these days of what they're feeding their kids.
Right.
And we see a lot of things on TV that are saying the opposite is true, but I'm seeing transformation take place. I'm seeing even McDonald's now in their little Happy Meals putting carrot sticks. That was unheard of a few years ago.
Yeah, there
was French fries and fried nuggets or something.
We are making a lot of progress in the right direction. I still think we need to do exponentially more, but I'm glad that the message is getting out there and that people are understanding that, you know, when little Johnny gets an A on his report card, that taking him to McDonald's isn't necessarily the best reward. You know,
yeah, and you know what? That's giving Alex and I in our quantum hypnotherapy session something to that we're going to need to go in there and repair in that 80%, 88% of the consciousness, which is the subconscious mind, which is where, as a child, if you're rewarded with food and food that's not good for you for doing something good, then kids take things literally. You're going to take that in to mean that food is reward and not fuel.
Right, exactly.
And then that's when our work comes in. When somebody's, I don't like to say weight loss or diet, I say modify your body size.
Right.
But when someone's looking to modify their body size and they can't seem to do it, it's because they're using the word diet, which has the word die in it. They're saying lose weight, which the mind immediately hears, oh, I'm going to lose something, I better hang on tight. So none of that really works, but modifying the body size really starts in the subconscious mind, because as children we took things literally. For me, you know, it was easy for me to not eat because as a child I didn't very much. So as a grown-up I keep trying to go back to trying to, you know, misguidedly heal that in myself. And Alex and I did an actual quantum hypnotherapy session on me the other night for that very thing, and it made an incredible difference. I don't feel the same at all. I feel absolutely all the blocks are removed. And not to plug myself mercilessly here, but it all does come from the subconscious mind and how we're raised and how we watched our parents behave and how our, you know, and God bless our parents. You know, I know they did the best that they could, and even if they were the most conscious people on the planet, it's still largely an insane world, and if you don't believe that, look in a history book. You'll see it is, and there are some things that we have to overcome, messages that we receive from any authority figure outside the home that make us believe certain things about ourselves and what's right for us, and that sticks in the subconscious mind. And anybody who's feeling a draw towards wellness and healing modalities that are not your typical standard medical society industry kind of healing modalities, trust that inkling, trust that calling in your heart. Go towards it. Take 10 steps toward it every day until you get to what it is that's going to make you feel better before you try that other more severe, drastic thing if it's not an urgent situation for you. You know, there are people who are getting ready to have triple bypass surgery who go get chelation and end up not needing it. And it happens every day. So checking out the wellness environment is a smart thing to do before you get sick, truly.
Definitely.
Right, guys?
Oh, most definitely. And you brought up a great point about the. I love your concept of total body modification, and if you, I actually used it this past week, so I hope that's okay with you.
Of course that's okay.
I just won't put it in my book.
So you give it away.
Yeah, I won't put it in my book, but I think I helped someone.
You do give me credit.
Great, most definitely. Yeah, and
cool.
I was going to say, you bring up a good point about what we hear as children, and so in the medical system, children see that we take a drug to feel good, or we take something, put something inside of us to make us feel good. And so when they become teenagers, they naturally see drugs at a party, you know, not prescription drugs, and so that is reinforced, and they take those drugs. And there's studies showing that children who when they're born, when the mother has epidural shots, that they're more likely to take drugs as a teenager. So it starts at a very, starts immediately, really.
The messages, you know, kids are very, very smart, and they pay attention, even if you think they're not. They do, and you can't really put anything past them, and it sticks in their subconscious. So that makes perfect sense, and that's an excellent point, Steve, about watching mom and dad, you know, take a pill to feel better. And, you know, later the child turns into a drug addict in its teenage years. I mean, you can trace it back to things like that, innocent things like that, because kids take things literally. And they, you know, my son, who's 24 now, he used to be a three-year-old, and he was a walking kamikaze. I had to watch him constantly because kids don't know any better. They'll put anything in their mouth.
Sure.
And, you know, it's like they don't know except what we teach them. That's all they get to know is what we teach them and what they learn from outside influences. So you can't completely shelter anybody, but to be more conscious about what you do for your own self and the young ones who are watching you will make a difference, and it can start there.
Most definitely. I think also getting back to the physical body and how, you know, I'm a firm believer that we manifest on the outside what's going on the inside. And so it's so important that we understand that, you know, okay, well, I may have 100 pounds to lose, but why do I have 100 pounds to lose? It's not necessarily because I use the word lose. I need to get more into your vocabulary, Katie.
Oh, yes.
But definitely, you know, it's so much more than that. And you know, it all goes back to, and it's not just my philosophy of the seven aspects of wellness. There's many people who've come before me who have said that. But you know, that everything relies upon each other, and that if there's no balance there, then it will show physically, and it can show itself physically. So, you know, it's definitely a testament to the fact that you know, wellness does not have to do specifically with one aspect, with the physical aspect of our bodies. It has to do with many, many different things.
Well, I believe it all starts inside, because what you think about, you bring about. And that's pretty much what you just said in a different way, but
sure.
That's the truth.
Yes, and again, you know, it goes back to scientists finally, you know, finding out how to prove this. And I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Bruce Lipton's work, The Biology of Belief, which...
Oh, my gosh, yes, but there is biology in belief. I love that book.
Oh, it's incredible. And
it is. And I know I completely transformed my entire DNA system.
Sure, yeah, and it's true. We do, and we change. Our bodies are constantly becoming what we're thinking about, and our, you know, our hormones, our cells, truly at the cellular level, we're changing according to our state of mind.
And our perspective of ourselves. So it really behooves us to learn to love ourselves enough to stop thinking those awful thoughts about ourselves. And I told Alex the other day, I said, I sent out an email about 7 tips on how to be more confident, and one of them was to say that when you have those negative voices in your head, and we all have them at some time or the other, it takes a lot of work to not let them affect us or overpower us. And, you know, they come to us from time to time. It comes from programming. It comes from, you know, outside stimulus when you get these negative voices in your head. And I told Alex, I said, I recommend it to my clients that those negative voices, when they hear them, they just give it the voice of Mickey Mouse and or the voice of some other cartoon character, and instead of letting it overtake them, just simply laugh and move on with what you were doing.
That's a great way to deal with that.
Yeah, you know, you disempower it. Like, picture somebody who's threatening you or you're afraid of or intimidated by, just picture them in their little heart or polka dot underwear, you know, shivering with socks and hairy legs or something. You know, you don't have to let things get the better of you, but sometimes we just don't know that's an option to take over our thoughts, because if you don't stalk your thoughts, your thoughts are going to stalk you. I just made that up. How was it?
Yeah, it's really so important to change your thoughts about yourself. I mean, just sitting there, I mean, thinking positive thoughts about yourself. I mean, life's so short, so why think negatively? You know, I mean, it doesn't do anybody any good. You look at the old man who's an old sourpuss, and I don't think he's very really happy, you know. But
and if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the pollution.
Exactly.
And there is a mass consciousness, and there's a lot of negativity out there if we just refuse to partake of it and just focus on what we do want, not what we don't want or what's missing. We're going to have a lot more of what we do want, and that's just as simple as that.
Right.
It's constant as gravity as well. Well, we're coming into the end of the hour, guys. This just blew by.
Yeah.
Such a good time with you both. What I'd like to do is promote my dear friend John Rotz and the Visioneering Company. He's a public relations person who is largely responsible for the success of Peaceful Warrior, and I just want to let everybody know that he's got a couple of special events happening in the area in Los Angeles, and if you guys happen to come down, please partake. There's a free screening for a feature film starring Forrest Whitaker called Ripple Effect with Minnie Driver and Virginia Madsen at 7:30 in Beverly Hills this Thursday night, and that's going to be at www.tvgpr.com for tickets and location. And when you get to that location, just do what you need to do there to get your free tickets and download them and print them out. And then go to the Visioneering Group, thevisioneeringgroup.com/public/event. And you will find the Visioneering Convergence free event in Beverly Hills on the 31st of March at 7 p.m. featuring Leonard Jacobson, author of Journey into Now and the performances by Christopher Frank, and co-founder of Tangerine Dream and composer of the film What the Bleep Do We Know. And please register at tvpr.com, tvgpr.com, where location and parking information will also be provided. So I just hope that did some good for my friend John Rotz, because he's a great guy, and so is David Welch, who's the producer of Peaceful Warrior, and great movie. Everybody, please go see it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Aaron and Steve. How do you say your last name, Tullius?
Tullius.
I've been calling you Tullius.
You did a good job at the start. It's like Julius, but with a T.
Julius with a T. That's what I was spelling it out phonetically while I was waiting to go on the air, and I confused myself. But thank you so much for sharing yourselves with us and your wonderful heart and the great work that you're doing. I am just so excited for every person that walks into your lives collectively and separately, and I'm so thankful that Alex and I walked into your lives as well, and thank you for contributing to us. And thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Kate Romero, your host of Spiritual Hollywood. Thank you, Don Newsome. You are the best. And VBS Radio for providing this excellent platform to make a difference in Hollywood and in the world. Good night, everybody. All my love. Bye-bye.